Hello and welcome to Upon Cthulhu Season 4, Blister Critters. In the last episode, we left our team off after fighting a giant turd, after battling the turdlets. A explosion happened outside, and all out chaos has happened between the scavengers who are, well, the unlucky dot left outside, and the guards. Our players, after basically alienating themselves from the outsiders, don't really have anything to do with them anymore, considering they ran over the orphans. And, well, the guards are dicks anyway, so you kind of painted yourself into a corner here, guys. What are you going to do?
We saved
allegedly,
the town.
Allegedly.
We saved the towns.
Yes.
I think there are quite a few witnesses to the orphan murder, guys. Where's
our celebration party? We should get a celebration party for this adventure.
For the
crocodiles
orphan
were attacking. We were the lesser of two evils.
I don't mind a lavish spread.
Were we the lesser? We don't know how many orphans the crocodiles would have eaten.
We, all of them? I mean, I assume the worst.
So we've saved a couple at least.
Anyway, there seems to be some sort of disaster happening all around us right now.
Yes. All you'll remember from the... Well, the main thing you'll need to remember is the fact that the last episode sets you activated back on the POW, which turned on the train network for the park. And you kind of have to make your way through this outdoor shopping area once more to get yourself to the train area. However, not that you can see it, because we didn't have time to set it all up properly, there are critters fighting everywhere. There's pandemonium. It's essentially all-out chaos. Groups of guards fighting off against outcasts and people left outside, as it were. And the occasional fire erupting here and there.
The riot we started, it seems to have come to fruition. Success.
Oh, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Oh, it brings a fire to my soul!
Right, the bunny just jumps in front of everybody and goes, "Right, lads, let's head to the train. Avoid the conflict, follow me."
Distraction.
So we're going to be avoiding conflict and trying to get...
The idea is to let the fights happen and get to the train system.
Fair enough. We will see there are a few people running towards the train, mostly just guards. So you may end up having...
Mr. Jacob.
Anyway.
Can I ask, what do we intend to do? The people that are hiring us to go down that train were the same ones that are fighting as we are doing this now. What if we don't get paid?
Well, we've already been paid for the job with the toilet, haven't we?
No. Yes, but...
No.
So, oh, we haven't?
No, we've not.
Well, I think the plan was challenging.
Oh, fuck, that guy went and got himself into a fight before he paid us.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is the goal now? What's our purpose?
Right, where's the guy that was going to... Can we see the guy that was going to pay us?
I'm going to say at the moment, roll me a...
We're going to mug him, isn't
it? Ooh, would be good. Show me an instinct. That's seeing, yeah.
Right, chaps, look out for that guy who's a wheelchair on us.
Well, originally, I think we were planning to aid the rebellion, but then I think... decided to just take over the entire park and kick that knight fellow off the throne, so to speak, and rule it ourselves. Right, take all the spoils we can.
I rolled a 6 in noggin. Can I see him?
Yeah, you'll see him running towards the train area.
Right, he's on the way to the train anyway. Intercept him.
Oh, okay, hang on.
I dare say, let's fuck him up, gents.
No,
move out, lads.
Let's fuck him. Roll something here. So he's intercepting. Can I? Is there a way I can use one of my porcupines to like pin him down?
I would say he is fairly far away. What is your scrap roll?
Scrap is 10.
I'll need a 10 for you to get him from this distance. He'd be quite a distance away by now.
Yeah, YOLO. 6.
I mean, you'll throw it, it'll kind of fall short, but yeah. You might notice somewhat. Cool.
You have to be careful not to miss the train.
Damn it, I missed.
Forget the fucking train. Get the cunt.
Okay, so you're going to run to the train area.
You know, run towards the train area that just happens to be the place where our quarry is running towards.
Alright, so we're trying to avoid conflict, yes?
Well, we're trying to avoid most of the conflict. There's one particular part point of conflict I want to get into.
You want to fuck the guy up on the train, don't you?
I want the guy to pay me. I did a job.
He won't have, he won't have any goodies on the train, will he?
Maybe.
So yeah, run past all of our successful rebellions, people, and get to the train.
That's the plan, I guess.
So you run yourself towards the train line, the monorail, as it were, for the park.
That's the Northern Mail.
Pretty psychedelic, and
I like the artwork. These last two ones are quite cool.
That was not what I was expecting when you said donkey, but okay.
It's what you're getting.
Dumpy.
It's a vampire horse. That's what that is. Look at it.
I wonder if it talks.
It does. Surprisingly enough, it's going to be the guy that you were talking to before.
Does he talk like Eddie Murphy?
No, it's the one you were talking to before.
Oh, so
it is your guard. Your guard was a donkey this entire time. It's a 1 foot tall.
Yeah, he was an ass.
Donkey. Yeah, there you go. He's an ass. As you come running onto the train, he's like, "What the fuck are you doing here?"
That's definitely not Eddie Murphy.
Hey, we just done a right shitty job and you've stealthy peers.
Pay you? After what's fucking happening out there?
I've got nothing to do with that. We have a contract.
You want Same payment? Shit. Go back out there and fucking fight for it.
I got the job from you.
Service rendered.
I didn't get the job from them.
Hey, look. My voice might have changed because the main guy running this has probably forgotten how to do it properly.
The main guy running this never could do a Scottish accent to begin with, but that's okay.
No matter, no matter, thank you.
Royal Britannia. If you want goodies, you're going to have to go back out there and fight for them. We don't have anything on us at the moment.
Told you.
I don't believe that you don't have anything on you at the moment.
Well, you can try and cause us trouble here. But I think a few of us guards here might have to say something about it.
Let me have a good look around and see how many guards we're talking about here.
Yeah, and as you do that, you'll see them kind of all start poking their heads out the doors.
We have a friend as well.
Yes, that eagle is our friend. That is not a guard.
That is not a hawk. That's an eagle, that's not a hawk.
Oh, you ass.
Is it an albatross?
Oh, speaking of which, can we call on that dude now? We did say there'd be, like, food for him.
Hawk assemble!
To ship the guards.
Oh, God, I mean, that's the plan. We could
use
him.
A bit rude not to.
We could keep him in the back pocket for now.
You'll have to shout very loudly then for him, because you guys are kind of in an undergroundish looking section.
Wouldn't that add more echo?
Maybe, you know. I mean, I'll just kind of prematurely get that one, just kind of put it out in the corner.
Now, I don't know.
Realize it's there.
Okay, yeah. Question, Matt.
Uh-huh.
What would... Because I assume you don't want me to scream full volume down the mic at you. So, what role would yelling be?
What role would yelling be? Well, I mean, that would be... Vibe,
just being
it's
loud,
conversation,
right?
I suppose.
Right. So, quick question. What happens if we all shout at the same time to amplify the shout?
Audacity.
Fuck it, go for it, why not?
We all know what to
Let's
say.
Alright, all at once, everyone. We're all going to scream into the microphone as loud as we can, alright? Oh, one, two.
I want it this buddy.
And it's vibe, right?
Yeah. I want at least a 20 then between all of you.
One and a two and a
three. Phone's off.
Oh, we actually doing this?
Oh, fuck yeah, you're rolling for it.
Oh, I thought we were yelling down the mic because you said take your headphones off.
No, that can be, we just say I'll be boomed up.
Oh.
Contributed a 5.
I got 6.
We're.
I got an 8 altogether.
Wait, is scrap? Is what it is? Or what, which
5.
One? Sorry.
It's 5.
5.
Which
Shit,
one of those
I
is your
suck
vibe?
At that.
Carmen, which one of those is your vibe check?
That is a 1.
Oh, that's 19.
Oh, that's fine. I'll spend a
point of grit. Is that including flares plus one?
Hang on, let me just do that. 4, 11, 16, 18. Oh no, that would be a 20 on the dot then.
Nice!
That's plus one. Fabulous.
Ah, thank you.
We make
what
it.
What are we shouting? Just eagle?
Yeah.
Was it hork?
Hawk.
we're all going to shout in unison, Hork the eagle, come and play.
Yes.
Okay. Ready? We have to do it in a nice wee tune, okay?
Can we do it in panto?
Yeah, so this is the way it's going to go. It's going to go, Hork the eagle, come and play.
Go ahead. Right, 3, 2, 1.
Hork the eagle, come and play.
That's horrible.
What did like?
And with that, you hear the screech of a hawk. It comes flying in and perched itself on the train line. All right, lads, what's up?
About to have a buffet here for you, lad.
Buffet? That looked like much of a buffet. Is that not a hawk over there?
We don't really know what he's doing. Then.
Can you get him on side?
Yeah, might as well. The rest of them will be more than happy to have you eat.
All right, then. Come on, then. Let's do it. Right, then. All roll me your scrap rolls, then, and we'll do this.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Scrap.
Right, Carmen has a 9, but Gertrude.
3.
Good.
7 for me.
7 for Kalaris. 7.
That is 4 for me.
Oh, I roll a disadvantage.
That's 4 3. For Toucan.
Ah, it's only a 2 for me.
A 2 for Jacob. And Flower has a 6.
No, I have a 3. Right, I have a disadvantage.
Once I can get this all into fucking order, there we go. It seems like Gertrude is going first, then. Commence battle.
Okay, then.
Choose your fighter.
So I'm at the back of our group. I'm closest to... Yeah, but I'm looking at these. I'm looking at the.
Oh shit! Yeah, he's on advantage. Hold on a second. Let me just do mine again.
Oh yeah! Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So it's still a 2.
I got a 10.
Yeah.
Get out of the way, Gertrude.
Hey.
Okay. Never mind. Kalara Set's going first instead.
Then. Which one of you is easiest to swat?
Looking for a. Perhaps like a nice little snack for a hawk. Lars is gonna pick what he'd probably want to eat. This mousey dude right here. Can armor on.
Seems like that's the tastiest morsel. Might as well soften it up for your hawk.
And he is going to charge forward with his critter bow. Remind me again what I'm rolling?
Scrap. Yeah. Rolling his scrap.
That's 5, and then do I roll the bonk for the item as well?
Well, hold on, you need to see if you hit first, because it's against their scurry, which is a d8. So that's a 5. Meets, beats, go on then.
7 damage.
7, is that your bonking weapon. And strapping?
Oh, sure, yeah, if I can. Okay,
yeah, it's bonk and strap.
Alright, then a d10 on top of that. That is 12 damage. It's a lot of damage.
Fuck me, we need to kill this thing in one hit. I need to make these stronger. Okay.
Oh no, no you don't.
No, they're fine.
That's enough of the sound effects. Gertrude, what's your attack?
My Gertrude's going to pull out her shaving razor that she's been stashing in her amongst her porcupines. And she's going to go for the melee attack on the... the guy below the flea guy?
The mouse, then?
Yes. That's the one.
Right. So the same one that Jay hit.
Okay. I didn't want the one Jay hit, but too late. I've rolled. Yeah. So 3.
You have a 3. Let's see if it can miss or if it hits. It dodges it. Right. Now it is the flea dude's turn. Okay. It's going to be a d10 on scrap, and it's going to go 4. The one in closest to it is Jacob.
Come at me, bitch.
You have to roll me your scurry. And you need to be a 4.
Excellent. Alright, so I'm rolling this with a +2. Excellent. I got a 7.
Okay, right, well, it misses you completely. Now it's time for not
Jacob
a hawk.
Deftly jumps into the air, backflips and lands back down with the grace of a rabbit.
Okay. So, not a hawk is going to go off the toucan. And where is its sheet?
I just say, are we going to do fisticuffs? Bring it on, motherfucker!
Fisticuffs, beaty cuffs, whatever you want to call it. So, roll me your scrap, you need to beat a 7.
My scrap or scurry?
Scurry.
That's a nat 1.
Ooh, okay. It's going to... Yeah, basically...
I just imagine he's like, oh, are we going to do fisticuffs? Ah! Oh, God! Oh, God! Fuck.
Right. You don't have a weapon, do you?
I have a large screw.
He's going to screw you.
I'm going to... Well, yeah.
He will do 7 damage to you. Ah! And he will drain...
His balls.
4 grit off of your grit.
What a dickhead.
That's 7 damage and 4 grit taken away.
I'm okay, Jets. Don't worry, I'm alright.
As he sinks his talons into your birdie skull or whatever you want.
Good lord, Tukin. Somebody help him.
Manny Manure, what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? Is it my turn now?
Will.
No, Manny Manure.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear that.
Manny Manure. If you can hear me this time.
Just about.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to...
Wait, was Tukin damaged coming into this fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm down to 4 health.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay.
I'm alright.
I'm on 8. He's... So who's... Yeah. The one is the little... What the fuck is that? Little turtle.
That is a...
It's a toad
salamander.
Thing. Salamander, yeah.
You're going to step up to the little... salamander dude and pull out his trowel and just go for the whack. I'm sure there's better ways we could deal with this, but why not?
And he's right, trying to give me a scrap, bro.
Scrap is a 8. I got an 8.
Well, there's no way. This thing will not be able to beat an 8. It only has a scrap of 6. Scurry of 6. So, do that and your bonk damage, please. 8. Nice.
Again.
Okay, I think he's having a stroke again, so we'll leave him there for now. The mouse will go after Gertrude.
Thanks,
at
me.
It's going to come rushing at you. It's going to do a d6 of scrap. These things don't really have that much in the way of weapons, they were in a rush. You've got to beat a 6.
I'm scrapping back, yeah.
No, scurrying.
Okay. Got a full blown 8, bud.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you managed to definitely miss this one then.
Yeah.
Right, now it's the turn of the weird salamander. It's going to bonk back at Manny Manure after being shanked, and it's rolling a 6. What, it's scrap. Ooh. Well, Manny, just roll me a scurry on the off chance you get a 1 as well.
Okay. 6.
Yeah, you definitely managed to move out of the way of this one. Toucan, you're heavily damaged. You're bleeding like a bitch. What are you going to do?
I'm going to stab that fucking hawk with this screw.
Not a hawk.
Not a
it's
hawk.
It's a hawk. I'm going to screw the not a the hawk legally hawk.
The legally distinct hawk.
The hawk, normally known as that which is formerly known as an eagle. The hawk.
That one's named Igor.
Eagle.
I'm gonna stab it.
Eagle.
I'm gonna shank it. I'm gonna shank not a hawk. Hawk.
Alright. Which is my scrap. And my scrap. Okay. That's a nat 1.
Oh, well, this thing has a 10 plus 2 anyway, so it definitely just misses you. Obviously, enough blood loss has happened that you're not feeling too good. I will give you an opportunity to heal up and eat something if you have something on you.
I have nothing.
Well, then you're fucked.
I have no food at all.
Can any of us throw in some food?
On your turn, yes.
I'm like looking at the wall. I'm not just, even in the same. Like,
just hold just on there, Token. I've got something for you.
Gertrude is going to come up and also take a bite out of Gertrude. Or at least he's going to attempt to.
You're trying against me, bro.
Gator Joe.
Gator Aid.
Oh, that's a 9. You're going to be able to
Gator
nine
Joe.
Oh, hard at all. Like, my max is 8.
You can spend grit if you roll me the story and then spend the amount of grit. Up to you.
One second. I might have to do a quick bit of reading here, because I think that affects my perks. I'm good. I'm going to burn.
Well, roll your scurry first. You'll need to spend one grit to manage to dodge this attack.
Okay, that's how it works. And yes, 100% I'll take that.
Okay, we'll spend your grit, and that's...
Well, it's only one grit.
Quite clearly, you've managed to miss. And all right, it's now turn of Hawk. And it's going to go off Salamander as well, because why not?
Could have taken a bigger enemy, but that's fine.
He's here for the buffet, so it's fair enough.
One versus a 6. Well, the Salamander managed to definitely move out the way. It definitely misses. Jacob, you're on. What are you
going to
do?
I am going to throw... what is it called? I'm going to throw a bar of Chomp and Charge energy bar.
Okay. Don't forget you also have the laxative soda.
I don't think that's going to help in this case.
Yeah, but give him.
It's nice to be reminded, but yeah, I don't think that's going to help. The Chomp and Charge will give him 2 health and 2 grit back.
Isn't it true if you give that stuff to birds, it makes them explode?
Wait, I'll see.
Laxatives?
Yeah, because it bubbles their stomach.
Bacon soda.
Why do you guys all know how to explode a bird?
It might be a myth.
you've never done that in Bryson.
Oh, it's not a myth.
It might be
never done it, but I know people that have done it.
What, feeding them paracetamol?
No, bacon soda. Anyway, enough animal cruelty for now. So you've thrown him a Chomp and Charge.
Hey,
okay, that'll be
it.
Effective on his turn. Just send him the details of what that is. And are you going to do anything else on your turn, or is that it?
Can I do anything else?
I'll let you do something else. That was a minor thing.
Alright, so Jacob is throwing the Chomp and Charge straight into the Token's mouth, or talon, whatever.
However, I mean, I'll tell you what, if you want to put it into his mouth, I will need you to roll a scurry check. And I'll need over a 5 to be able to get it into his mouth, and then it will be effective immediately.
Well, I've got a D6, I might as well try it.
Go on.
You got plus 2 as well.
Kiss him!
Have a good plus 2?
Oh, have you got... Yeah, I think so.
Bob and weave for a dasher.
Oh, there you go then, plus 2.
Ah, throwing plus 2, yeah. That's a 4 altogether.
Oof.
You said you wanted a 5?
Yeah.
I'm happy to burn a point of grit.
You
to
can
get
burn
straight
a grit.
Straight into the Token's maw.
Cool. There you go then, Token. You healed up by how much?
Well, I said plus 2 and plus 2. So, plus 2 health, plus 2 grit.
There you go. Plus 2 health, plus 2 grit.
I appreciate it. I'm a little woozy. Just a little.
Bar soars down your throat.
And I still get an extra move?
Give me an odds or even roll with a d6. Odds you do, odds evens you don't. It's kind of a more of an event.
Odds?
Yeah, go on then, you can have an attack.
Alright, okay, so this not a hork, the hork, the bastard that's attacking Tooken. We need to try and get him separated from the Took.
You're going to get over there, are you?
I'm going to do a leap with a hind leg attack.
Okay, roll your scrap and see if you're successful.
That is a 2.
Oh, don't forget this gets a plus 2 automatically anyway to scurry. Oh, that's a 3.
To be fair, that is a nat 1 though.
Surely yeah, that's like a critical fail.
Oh, a D10. I think that should be.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
don't will that into existence, because every time we fuck up.
I've literally rolled two nap ones now, Cap. Don't do this to me, Cap!
Cap, no.
Cap, would you like that to be a thing?
Cap?
No,
Cap, don't do this to me, Cap!
I'm trying to get the
technically
the
bird
of nondescript description away from you.
And that one is actually in the rule book as a catastrophic fail. I've been going easy on you guys for a little while.
Why would you remind me?
What about the top outs? What about the top outs?
Well, everybody, this is the last episode of Route 2 Game.
The two so nat ones retroactively.
I'm gonna go and start writing my will and obituary, so just
I tell you what, do half damage. I'll let you do half damage because of that one.
Do half damage, alright. So I do successfully connect then.
Only just.
Right, so connecting was basically all I was wanting to do on that turn there. I just wanted to connect, kick him in the face, get him away from the token. And if I can do a little bit of damage on top of that, I'll be grateful.
Go on then, do a little bit of damage. Give me a little bit.
Alright, so what is my bonk then in that case?
It's your scrap.
So
just straight up.
Scrap.
Why can't I say
I also have a bonus with my massive hind leg attacks. So
okay,
attacks made using your powerful hind legs inflict an additional 3 damage.
Right, okay, so roll your scrap and then plus 3 and then half it. Rounded down.
Alright, so that's 4. So two damage.
2 damage, yeah, that's fair enough. That's a fair enough attack.
Yeah, so I just sort of slap him in the face with one of my feet.
Yeah, you gotta
give him
a
foot slap.
Kalaris, it is your turn. What are you gonna do?
Get away from
Kalaris
my
is gonna. Get away from my bird. My birdie boy.
That's my bird.
So Kalaris is gonna lift, like, tilt his head, put his nose up in the air, snuffle a little bit, and realise that there is a lot of scent of blood coming from both Manny Manure and Dick Cheese Token. They are quite injured. He's gonna look between Gertrude,
why,
surrounded by 3 enemies, and then the 2 dying in the corner in 1v1s. And make the rash decision to try and take out the salamander before Manny Manure can bite it.
Gertrude, I'm sure you're capable of holding these ruffians off. I've got business elsewhere, it seems.
And Kalaris is going to try and charge the distance and take a smack at the salamander with the
okey-dokey.
Put me down where you go.
Roll me your scrap and I'll roll a scurry. It's only a d6, you gotta beat a 4.
Thank you for your help.
Motherfucker, the dice are gone again. Give me a second.
Do.
That was a 10.
Oh, well, you miss. And with that, you will hear the familiar voice of the halftime show advert read as. Lo and behold, who pops up in front of the train? It's our dear postman.
Oh, God.
Right, going to roll d5, and whoever gets...
Is that postman going to turn up everywhere?
Yes.
Balls hanging out.
5, Jay, you are on the list of the advert. What's the advert today?
New unlimited power, puke cells. That's right, in an age of environmental consciousness, we have to get our battery acid from somewhere better. What better source than stomach acid? It's all natural. It's renewable. It's easy to get and cheap to use. Puke cell batteries using vomit as this source. All new power, all new energy. Buy puke cells today.
That is fucking revolting. I'm guessing that's a weapon of some kind, then.
Sounds like an energy source.
I would say that it would be essentially like a splash acid potion.
Yeah. I don't have to be impressed or disgusted.
Okay, so it's a poison
like
type
like an
thing,
acid bomb.
Yeah, like a shitty old corroded battery that you throw and it kind of bursts on the floor.
Right.
That sort of thing.
That's fucking revolting. Let me see if I can find a thing for poison.
It's probably like a scorpion sting or something. But
poison.
Here's a question. Is it poison or is it acid? Is it a burn or is it a poison?
Well,
There is poison and there is burn.
I'd have to assume it's poison because I feel like burn's more literal, like fire.
Not fair enough.
And I'm sure we'll set something aflame.
Yeah. So when a weapon slash power with poison X hits, causes X additional damage when it hits, and X additional damage for subsequent rounds. So I'm guessing, how much damage do you think this puke battery is going to cause in terms of poison then?
Well, that's the question. Slow burn, long burn.
It's Jay, not you, Cartman.
I was going to say, Jay, it's you.
Could I, because this is a cartoon land, either the puke cell would have to be its own weapon, in which case we're going to have to say puke cell every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could, I know, but if it's from the poison thing, it's a weapon that you hit things with. So it would be my primary weapon. Or we can have it duct taped to the bone, the critter bone I have, and then we avoid saying puke cell.
Oh, you want to give it your weapon upgrade.
Yeah, make it deal like one poison damage a turn or something.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be grateful. Not grateful, I'll be...
grateful for not saying generous puke cell on repeat.
And say roll me a d4, and that's how much poison it does per turn.
Oh, one!
It is only one per turn.
You did call that, Jay.
Yeah, I had to predict the future.
So you get +1 on your attack, on your damage anyway now, and it will do one subsequent damage per turn from then. Now, okie-dokie?
Yep.
Cool, right. Gertrude, take it away.
Gertrude is just having a very fun time dancing around with these two guys in front of me. Gertrude's going to go for an unarmed slash.
Wait. An unarmed slash.
Why is the postman dancing around there?
Anyway, unarmed slash.
Yeah,
go for it. Who are you going to attack?
Yeah.
Who are you attacking?
The guy lowest on the screen.
The Gator.
Yes.
Right, he needs to roll an 8 to be able to see if he can... Oh god, stop fucking with him.
One second, I'll get something here.
Well, he only gets stop fucking with the postman. Whoever's doing that? Elf.
That's cursed. It's right, fine now.
You have successfully hit. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's it. Unarmed attack. So I get a +2 damage to that.
Okay, right. Ready so, who moved all the tokens?
There we go.
Jay.
Off and then.
I know it's you doing it. Right.
The crocodile guy, that's it. He said it.
Right, so stop fucking drawing on the goddamn map, people.
Excuse me, can you say that again?
It's looking down at me. It's looking down at me.
Say that again, Matt. Go for it.
No. Okay, so what... What is your unarmed?
Sorry, my...
You're unarmed.
I don't know. How do I...
Right, do you have nothing else that can be done with it, then?
What do you mean? I want to do unarmed.
Right, so roll me your scrap, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done.
You said you had a bonus.
Yeah, +2. But I can roll scrap at that.
So you get 5.
5, yeah.
Cool, right. That wasn't that difficult, was it, buddy?
You made that harder than it was.
Did he? I mean, to be fair, the postman.
Yeah.
Shenanigans probably did. Who were you aiming at?
The same thing.
See, Matt, if you were a grown adult, you would ignore the postman. And be a good DM.
Right, okay, because of that, that little roach thing is going to come after you with a D10.
Hey!
Roll me a scurry if you can beat a 5.
I can, a D8.
Hey! What do you mean he's coming after me even though I just made fun of you? What?!
Right, okay.
Hang on, I am burning one more grit to miss that. So
it still a meets it, beats it, though, situation on that kind of case. You need to burn 2.
Meets it, beats it, and I'm the one meeting it.
Yeah,
so
but the attacker's the one that's attacking.
Yeah, but I'm the player.
Yeah, you're defending.
Ah! Oh.
So if it meets your defense, it beats your defense.
Give me 2, and then I'll say you can have it. How much scrap? How much grit have you got left?
I will do it. I've got enough.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So you're now down two more grit, and it doesn't attack you.
Yes. Cool.
Now it's turn for Not a Hawk.
But I will. But I got. But I got to say one more thing, friends. Gertrude is getting hungry.
Oh dear.
And Gertrude cannot be hungry.
Just kill the mouse and eat that. What's a little cannibalism between friends?
The hawk, after being kicked in the face, is going to go after Jacob.
Is it cannibalism? Or is it a different species?
That one. I'm going to guess you're going to... No, it doesn't count as cannibalism. It's a different species.
It counts as something if you're both sentient.
That's a debate to get in for later.
Right, yeah, I've got a plus two for dodging anyway, so...
Yeah, the hawk misses.
Yeah, that's going to be like... Just Morpheus in the Matrix, seeing all the fucking moves coming. He's...
I do have grip with these, but I'm not using it yet. Manny, do your attack. What are you doing?
I'm going to go for this, try to take the salamander down. Because although I've got... Now he's got a bit of help. He knows that I need to decrease his numbers and Gertrude's getting in the shit. Too many people. So, out comes... his trowel again.
Okay. Oh, roll me the scrap.
Scrap is a DH.
It's gonna
five.
Be five. Three. No, you hit. Okay, what are you gonna do?
Scrap and bonk.
Right. 12. Yep, you kind of splat this thing into non-existence anymore.
And can I decapitate it? And just throw the head over to Gertrude.
Nom, 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 nom.
Lovely. Well, now it's the little mouse dude. And the little mouse dude is going to take a bonk of Gertrude because it seems to be doing that a lot. Nat 1.
Three.
Can you beat a nat 1?
3 against 1, man.
You're holding your own. Yes, you managed to dodge successfully. Toucan, you're still kind of woozy, but how are you feeling about attacking?
I'm going to try and stab this fucking hawk, not hawk, hawk, with a screw.
Go for it.
Yep, not hork. Leaf hork.
Yeah, don't hit the actual.
That's a three.
It's a three. It's only got to get a one to meet to beat it, because it gets a plus two.
Oof.
It definitely dodges you. You're a bit too woozy at the moment. Maybe you're seeing double.
You've seen two horks.
Where did they multiply? Where did they multiply? I knew we got our hork for it.
Just start stabbing the air.
Somebody
okay,
stop him stabbing the air, please.
This game,
I'm trying to fight a hawk here, a not so hawk hawk, and he's stabbing the air around me.
Carmen, can you beat a four? Because the gate is trying to take a bite at your ass.
All this time.
Oh no. In which case, it's going to pull out
one
its little weapon that
it
has.
One second. It's a D, rolling a D10. That's a scurry, isn't it?
No, it's a scrap.
Yeah. I am going to miss that. Wait, no, there'll be three. One second, let me check the
mass. What's wrong, Carmen?
If he goes below a certain amount of grit, he just goes insane, yeah. Basically.
Oh yeah, don't do that then.
Oh no, sorry, I can say this. I can carry this on for another two turns, but I will need to eat after this fight.
Yeah, the problem is, Carmen, remember, there are animals in this that can hit your grit. Like...
Yeah.
You can
one
get your grit.
One of them just did it to Tuken a second ago.
Mm.
And it might be coming for your ass in a minute.
Also, you have 19 health. You're fine to tank a hit or two.
You're going to tank a hit? Tank the hit.
Yeah,
I'm
on the lowest health.
I'm 21. I'm
tanking the fuck.
I said I'm going to cheat. I'm 21.
Yeah, it resets. We've got you as 19 out of 21 because the health bar still reset. The cheat does.
Anyway, are you tanking the hit?
Yeah, I've got to tank this one.
Right, well, it's going to roll its scrap and its bonk because it has an ice cream scoop. It didn't want to roll that. Okay, never mind. I'll roll it separately.
Rip.
Oh, I think you should have missed.
That is a 6 plus a 1, so it does 7 damage to you. Just takes a crack at you. Now it's your all-friendly neighbourhood hawk. And it's going to go after the other bird.
Hawk!
That's yes. D10 versus a D8.
Some bird on
so
bird.
That's a hawk 2.
Oh, 10 versus an 8. It's going to do a 10. Oh, and he does 1 damage. So it's still too busy trying to take out the other one. Yeah, it does one damage. There you go. Jacob, what are you doing?
Well, the hawk is now fighting Hork. Or the not hawk is fighting Hork.
Hawk and hawk action.
Do I want to... You know what? I'm going to give him some assistance. I'm going to assist good old Hork in his battle against the not-so-hawk. I'm going to get my keys out. And I'm going to try and smack him in the face with it.
I've got those that don't go around. It should be a D10 for
something. You have a key part it.
Never mind. Right, got him.
Right, Jacob jumps up to where the hawks are fighting.
You need to be... Oh, you need to be a one.
And he hits.
Okay, roll your damage and your bonk.
Fantastic. So... My bonk is 3d4, and my damage is
3d4.
So, 8. I'm gonna smack him straight in the side of the face for 8 damage.
Oh, this thing will definitely let out a huge screech as it's basically cracked across the face. Maybe you break its beak a little bit.
Yeah, and then I just sort of tumble towards the floor, land on my feet. Ready for the next attack.
Ah, cool. Kolaris, what are you doing?
Kolaris is mostly entertained by watching the hawk fight, but he's going to glance over at Gertrude surrounded by three critters and just casually looks over at her, looks back to the hawk fight and just reaches out straight to his side with it, looking and tries to smack the mouse over the head with his bone.
Go on then.
Very casual.
You need to beat a...
Question, would the mouse have a disadvantage as it's technically a sneak
attack?
Yeah.
No. No, but I would.
You managed
anyway.
To beat. Yeah, go on then, roll your damage. You're going to squish this thing anyway.
Yeah, it's bonk plus.
Plus one poison.
Damage, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, let's see. So 16 damage.
Right, well, tell me how this thing explodes.
So, very casually, Kolaris looks over, realizes that he's kind of left Gertrude in the lurch. Looks back to the hawk fight to continue watching and just sort of slams the bone down on the mouse's head with the same like attitude as someone using one of those cartoon giant wooden mallets. And it just flattens the poor mouse into a pancake on the floor.
Lovely.
One of the mouse's armor pieces goes wheeling away like a hubcap.
Blood and guts go everywhere. How glorious. Gertrude, what are you doing? Pretty much almost, you're bone. Just above half elf, I'd say. What are you going to do?
Well, me?
You are Gertrude after all.
Yes. Well, after that very handy dandy attack from Kolaris, I'm going to try to go against this. I went against the croc last time. I don't know how much. He's a heavy hitter, really. He took a third of my health before. Bit more than that on 19.
He also is technically supposed to have 2 damage resistance that I forgot until just now.
Yeah, too late.
Can't bring that in now. But no, it's got to be the croc. I've got to get rid of him.
Watch me. Go on and roll your attack.
D10. 7.
Cartman, do you have 1 damage resistance?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It misses.
Don't quit.
Oh, no, I do have 1 DR. On my quills, yes.
Oh, you should have said that earlier then.
Yeah, I'm going to put your health up to the correct number.
No. If the gator doesn't get it back, then he doesn't get it back.
Fair enough.
Hell no. If you want it to count from now on, you can count it from now on.
Right.
Considering the little weird roach thing is going to try and attack you with a scrap of a detail.
No, I'm going to pull out my secret move on Burn One Grit. I'm going to meet it and beat it, buddy, and I'm the attacker this time, so fuck you. I'm definitely going to burn that grit that time.
Alright, we'll roll your bunk and whatever.
So this is an unarmed attack, so I roll the scrap of D10, but I get the plus 2 on it, so... Come on, good roll. 7.
7, then?
Yes.
So if you're going to count your DR, I'm going to count it now for this thing as well.
No, because you didn't start that from the beginning of the fight, and I didn't say...
Neither did you,
no,
so
I haven't
there
said
you
that.
Go.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say I was going to start it.
In his defence, it was me that brought it up.
Yeah. I didn't say it.
Then it doesn't count for the rest of this one, then, when you get attacked.
See how long that's going to last, but yeah.
uh-huh. Right, it's going to be a D8 versus Jacob once more from the Nuthawk.
No, Croc is, dive. Croc is still alive.
Croc is still alive.
Croc is tanky.
Actually, no way. It's not the Overhawk. It's the weird gerbil. It's the weird roach thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird roach thing. It's going to take a swing at Gertrude.
What? It didn't see his friend get exploded by the badger guy right behind him?
It did, but it's kind of in a fight or flight situation. Yeah. Fight or die situation.
I think there's a certain DM who's got something in for Gertrude.
Beat a 3.
2. I'm going to take the hit on this one. He's a little flea.
2.
He shouldn't do serious damage.
Do you have to do a D10's worth of damage?
So how can a flea do a happens. D10?
It's what's written.
He's a roid roach, dude.
It does 9.
Bloody hell.
Oh, shit. Would you like your damage resistance to start now?
Or? No, I'll have to keep that as it is.
Oh, god damn.
Now it's the hawk on Jacob. He's going to take a swing at Jacob. That's a 4. Can you beat a 4?
I can. Not.
I can't.
You can spend grit if you have it.
Oh, you know what? I have spent quite a bit of grit. I'm quite high on grit.
Actually, you have a plus. This is a scurry for Jacob to dodge, right?
Yeah, so yeah. It's plus 2 in the. So
yeah, you only need to spend 1 grit.
I only need to spend 1 grit for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty good for grit, actually. Yeah, go for it. Fuck it. This is going to be a close shave for him, so the hawk, the not so hawk, comes back around a little bit too quick for Jacob's liking. He still manages the dodge, as he always does, but he loses a few tufts of fur off the nub of his tail as he spins away from the attack.
Got a nice little bald spot then.
Not a bald spot, no. But
what?
A few fluffs of fluff.
Fair enough.
Tufts of fluff.
Manny,
you know what I'm saying.
What are you gonna do? You can see Gertrude's bleeding heavily, Tugan's bleeding heavily. Manny's not doing too good.
Don't worry about me, I'm okay. I'm
barely conscious.
Better than Gertrude at the moment, that's for sure.
I mean, Gertrude has taken on the brunt of the fight here.
Exactly, you've held out the longest with the most amount.
Excuse me. Jacob's doing brilliantly here against this hawk.
Yeah,
one on Jacob one. Has on that.
He'll tip his hat to Calaris and say, thank you very much for your help. Good shot with that one. And I shall help as well. And charge at the freaking crocodile.
The charge at the crocodile. Right, well, roll me your damage. Or your scrappy even.
3.
Ooh, versus a D8. Let's have a looky looky. 4. You
burn grit. I'll burn grit.
Go on then.
I'll burn
spend
grit.
Spend that grit,
burn
boy.
Burn 2 grit. Burn 2 grit to get past. Oh shit. No.
Alright, you can spend 2 if you want.
Yeah.
Right, well then roll me your damage. 9.
9 damage. Get away from me!
Tell me how you decapitate this thing.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask, how much health did he have left after my 2 attacks?
6.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Only 6. Tell me how you decapitate him, Manny.
As the crocodile's about to take another chomp onto Gertrude, it will get his trowel between the jaws, then go the tip of his, the jaws, and just keep pulling.
Open, his face open.
Open up like a fucking bag. Yep.
Lovely. Right, well, it's a bit more hawk on hawk action, so 8 versus a 10. Well, that hawk's going to hit for sure. Your good hawk, that is. That's 3 damage. Had enough time saying hawk already now. Right, it's now Jacob's turn with a slightly sore ass.
Yeah, Jacob, just a tuft, so he didn't actually get a hit. Tufts are here.
Oh, yeah, just
he's
a tuft. Fine. But yeah.
He's trying no sore arse here. Right. Recovering from the hawk that are the not so hawk attack, he spins round and parries.
Parry this, you filthy cat.
So he parries the previous attack and ripostes with his keys again.
Okay.
How about you foul beast?
You need to beat a 9.
Well, he's not going to beat that with his scrap. There's no way.
What? You can't spend grit.
No. We're going to take the miss on this one. He riposts, but unfortunately the bird is flying in the other direction, and he doesn't even tap a feather. Disappointed, he spins back into his defensive position on the ground.
Fair dues. Kalaris, what are you up to?
So, this is a little bit unconventional because there's not a rule for it, but seeing as the people surrounding this bug attacker are Gertrude on 3 health, Manny on 8, and a little bit more disciplined, Tooken on 6, and this guy does 1d10 damage.
Yep.
Kalaris is going to attempt to grapple him. Not meaning to do any damage, just meaning to restrain him so that he can't hit any of the extremely vulnerable targets that are littered around him.
Okay.
Because if anyone except Kalaris... It's fine. If Kalaris gets hit, that's fine. Because if anyone except Kalaris gets hit, they might die about it.
Well, you just need to beat a 1 then with your scrap, and I'll say you can, but that will give everyone an advantage to attack and a disadvantage for him to defend.
Alright. And will it stop him from attacking? That's 7.
Yeah.
Alright, so Kalaris is going to loom up behind this roach and with his paws spread wide and then just pin all 4 of his arms in a big old badger bear hug. Alright, jump him, lads! Get his ass!
Yes!
Okay, no, sorry. Yes, I'm going to step in here because this roar had really pissed me off. I'm going to go for the killing blow.
It is your attack now, so yeah, go for
it. Yeah, great,
D10. A 4. Well, roll me another D10.
You got a
4?
4.
That's a definite 4 right there.
D6 at disadvantage.
A 4.
Where's D6?
Wait, Gertrude's attacking.
How do you get 10?
Because
it's 2d4.
A disadvantage?
A 2d6.
Ignore the.
Yeah, I take the lowest one, buddy.
Oh, that's why I get it. Oh, so meet
a
D6.
It's a hit.
Okay.
Yes. Hit the bastard.
Grab his legs and pull.
Fuck's
2.
No, it's 4. I get double because I did a fair hand. 4.
Alright, you get 4 damage. You slightly tickle this thing's feet. It's at disadvantage. And it is going to try and... I'm going to roll with your best 3 here. And it goes Kalaris, Manny, and Gertrude. Manny is going to try and attack you. At disadvantage. And this thing is rolling a d10 at disadvantage. You've got to beat a 5.
With a scurry off.
But you get advantage. Scurry. Roll it twice.
You got grit?
Oh.
Grit. I shall burn the grit. I shall burn 2 grit.
You can burn 2 grit if you really want to. Okay.
Yes.
You don't need to spend 1, but you spend 2.
No, because it's attacking favors. So if he spends 1, it brings it to 5. You're, so he still gets hit.
Right, not a hawk is attacking the hawk again, so an 8 burst to 10. Plus 2. It misses completely. Manny Manure, what are you going to do after this thing basically tries to kick you in the nuts?
He's going to look at Kalaris and Gertrude and say, right, who wants a leg, who wants a wink, and he's going to try basically as Kalaris has grabbed him top half, grab his bottom half and pull. Just trying to snap the fucker in half.
Okay, you're going to try and risk
his friends are
going to
hurt. Yeah.
So, okay, well, this thing only has to have, well, it's not going to manage to beat that anyway, because it's going to roll a d6, and I'm not spending grit on these guys. Roll me your damage plus your bonk if you're bonking. Oh no, you were saying you're ripping it, so roll me just straight up damage.
4.
Okay, well, you managed to pull a wing off or something.
Nothing.
It's not looking very happy, but it's still going.
It's not dead yet.
Tooken, in your blood-filled vision, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try and attack the bad hawk.
The bad hawk. Go ahead and roll your damage.
All right.
Roll me your scrap.
Bad hawk.
You've got to beat...
That's a 6.
You got to beat 7, I'm afraid.
I'm going to burn grit.
You can burn that grit, buddy.
I'm going to burn it. All right. Burn the grit. And my damage, is it the... I've yet to roll damage. Is it the DR... Is it my DR?
No, that's damage resistance. You have damage resistance.
Yeah, I have 3.
This entire time, you had 3 damage resistance.
Apparently, I didn't know what that was. I literally just asked you what it was. I have no fucking clue. So yeah, I have 3 damage resistance. I'm dying over here like,
And you shouldn't be.
And I could have had damage resistance. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Every time he gets hit, he's just taking the armor off.
It's like a double. It's just taking
hit me back. Right here. I'm like showing my weak points. Like pulling back the armor. Hit me right here!
Yeah, am I the only one that doesn't have damage resistance?
Probably. Yeah.
Yes.
Right, so you're attacking, you just roll your scrap unless you have a weapon. Do you have a weapon?
I do. I was going to use my screw, which is as a D6 bonk.
Yep, yeah, roll your scrap and the D6.
I need damage resistance.
That's 11.
You can find some armor.
Oh. How do you kill this thing?
I stab it right in the damn eye. Smack in the eye.
Tokens revenge here.
I push it in the dick.
Lovely.
I pull it out, I push it right back in. And I pull it out, and I push it right back in. It's ghastly. Like, it's awful. Like, everybody's probably looking away in fear. Like, blood is everywhere. I'm like, and I'm just, like, pulling this screw in and out of the head of this hawk.
We're touching a roach. Sorry, I can't say fuck off.
Well, it's the hawk's turn now. It's going to come over and... Let's see. Do you actually need me for this one, or are you guys all right?
I think we're quite all right, but if you want to eat any of the critters we just murdered in cold blood, feel free.
We need to loot for our payment that we still haven't received.
We've still got a roach to kill.
Oh, yes, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Kalaris is saying this while very casually holding a struggling roach.
Yes, if you want to eat any of them, fine. Leave this stuff if you would. I'm more than happy for your help here,
well,
sir.
Well, squash that roach and we'll search the bodies for our payment.
Yep. Right. Well, Jacob, it is your turn. What are you going to do?
Come up with a pinata.
I will say, if you take the other limb, I mean, this thing technically has 6 limbs, but I mean, I'll say one of them's at least been pulled off.
Just tear into fucking pieces.
Pretty much, just pull this thing apart.
It's kind of right. It's a cockroach, though.
Yeah. Hold him still. Hold him still, Mr. Set. I will take care of him. My blood soaked from the hawk. Don't worry. We'll take care of him.
Bunny boy's turn first, I think.
She want blood as well.
Well, it's up to you guys. What do you want to do?
Well, it's Jacob's turn.
Yeah.
Is this thing still alive?
Yeah, it's six health. Six health.
Can I?
We've just been torturing it for fun.
I mean, can I maybe suggest that it leaves? And
you want to try and roll a vibe check?
I don't know, I'm sort of feeling bad for the thing now.
Alright, roll me a vibe. If you want to give me a compassionate speech.
Tell others of what we've done. We will rule you all soon. Bow down to your new masters.
Might I try to convince you otherwise, Mr. Jacob?
Okay, what would you like me to do?
If he goes out of here and alerts the others, just even though that they are fighting, if they know that we go on this train, we may be in some deep trouble.
I'm just going to tell you now, this roach ain't going anywhere. I'm killing him regardless of the fact. You can say what you want, eat him.
Well,
he's struggling to try and get free.
I didn't think...
Gertrude's
just patient. I wasn't going to go that far. I was going to go with... I was going to be reasonable, Mr. Jacob, but it seems like Gertrude is not going to let us just let him leave.
Look, Manny, fucking you deal with it. That's fine. No problem. I'm going to just search everybody else for my payment.
Great, so I'm going to kill him now because
I'm going to help Mr. Jacob with this.
I'll just roll a 6.
You're gonna have to do something about that.
Hold on, we're still fighting here. Hold on, whose turn is it? You can't just roll it. You can't just make a damn roll.
It's mine. It's Galaris's.
I'll just see how it goes.
Remember the punishment I gave to Matt and Fallout every time he rolled without being told to.
Yeah.
But technically, I'm the same. Bunny Man just disengaged from a fight, making the turn.
Yeah, but it's not your turn. It's Galaris's.
I think the most damaged person doing something like that is a very bad idea, Gertrude.
Yeah, he's gonna actually make you.
Yeah, but it's your personality.
Do you know what? I'm going to roll this thing a d4 and it's going to try
don't
to kick
kill
you
Gertrude,
in the
you
face.
Cunt.
Given in mind you have damage resistance.
Oh, true.
I thought
it can still kill it.
Like...
Oh, that kills Gertrude, so don't do that.
How's a 4 against a 6?
You have.
6.
Oh, no. You have to roll Scurry Hunt.
This is straight up damage. If you want to do that, then okay.
You have to.
Alright, then I'll roll a scrap then. Come and roll me your scurry.
I rolled a.
Kalaris is fully. Disadvantage, bud. I'm still holding the bug.
I don't know, even though technically he rolled without asking.
So hang on, let's back up a second here. This is because I got very confused real quickly. I rolled a scrap off the start for a d6. You roll a d4 scurry.
Yeah, but Here's no, I didn't roll a d4, Scurry. I rolled d4 damage because you attacked without asking, and therefore you don't actually get that.
All right, I think.
Remember what happened every time in Fallout when I ever did anything without Cap's permission?
My statement was that because Cap disengaged from the whole fight, that threw out the turn order, meaning that I could attack that would be nilly.
No,
I don't think there's talking out of this. At this point, I think we're kind of
gotta try though.
I think we're all kind of fucked at this point.
It's DM, bro. But so
it's kind of like generic DM rules. I mean, we've all discussed it. I've got mad at Matt doing it in season 2, and Cap got mad at Matt for doing it in season 3. it's kind of been ongoing. I wouldn't even say it's an unspoken rule because it's been very spoken. At this point,
always
the rule, you just don't do it.
Yeah, but I thought I did have cause this time. That's where my confusion came in. But I can accept.
I
accept my consequences. But I will say that I'm justified on the fact what I did, as I did feel we did stop the turn all the thing.
It'll kick you for 2.
So it knocks me out.
One health.
We have one health.
It'll knock your ass out.
Well, actually,
on the floor,
2 health because you have a damage resistance.
You have 3.
Yeah, so it's 2.
No, it's a 3. So it's 1.
Yeah, but he has 1 damage resistance. And it did 2 damage.
If you have 3 health.
And it does 2 damage, but you have 1 damage resistance.
He's down to 2 health.
It does 3 damage.
Oh, you said it did 2.
You did say
2. Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, you said 2.
Never mind.
Anyway, Kolaris, what are you going to do? You have
Kolaris
this thing in your hands.
Not best pleased that it's managed to lash out. You could have earned some mercy here, I suppose, if any of us have any. Too bad we don't.
I mean, I did.
Well, yes, but you're a soft little bunny. You don't count for this. And Kolaris is just going to use the fact he's essentially bear-hugging this thing to chomp its head off.
Go on, then. Roll me a scrap at advantage, and I'll roll a scurry at disadvantage. That's a 1.
6.
You beat it anyway. So go on, then. Roll your damage, and then roll your... Oh, if you're just doing straight up tooth damage, then yeah, roll me your
just
straight
a
up scrap. I would laugh. 4. Oh, come on. This thing's still alive.
Oh, can I say it got its head off because it's a roach? It's still.
It's still scrabbling around with its headless body.
You know, I always thought that was a myth.
Gertrude, you are unconscious with 1 health. It's now this thing's turn again.
Die already! Die!
Fucking immortal roach.
Manny, you better kill it next turn. My god.
I'm gonna give it triple disadvantage because this thing is now headless
as
well.
It's headless, it can't see.
Right, it's gonna go after... Ideally it'd go after Gertrude because the unconscious target. I'm gonna say Gertrude.
It can't see
away.
That Gertrude's unconscious, it doesn't have a head.
Manny, you have to beat a 4 with your scurry. Oh wait, I rolled that wrong. It's actually D10s, not fucking 4 anyway. Go on then. Are you really gonna get beaten up by a decapitated fucking roach?
Burn the fucking grit. I could burn the grit.
I could have told it to leave. I was.
He did. Yeah,
I was going to tell him.
Roll
to leave.
It again, Manny.
Fuck's
sake. Roll it again. You have advantage.
If you roll a 1, I'm gonna laugh.
5. There we go.
Manny, what are you going to do? Are you going to put this thing out of its misery or what?
Please roll 1 down. Yeah. That'd be so funny.
Just simply just try to put his claw.
You have to beat a 2. A 2. Come on, beat a 2. Nice.
And the scrap.
And this thing
advantage.
Is just dead.
Advantage cause
it's Thank dead. You. I'm going to just say this thing is now dead. And that is the end of that.
Jacob's really fucking despondently hell. Looting the other bodies like, for fuck's sake, what the hell is that?
Right, well, the 4 of you can roll for loot. Cartman is now currently unconscious.
I'm just happy just asleep. Don't worry about me.
If I haven't say you're asleep, you are definitely unconscious as fuck. You're in a lot of trouble, buddy. You're lucky I didn't inflict bleed on you. So, roll me, ladies and gentlemen.
If I die, that would be the first Gertrude death. Yes.
Not really.
No.
Yeah, roll me a
Cthulhu.
That'd be a good loot roll. Cut, someone give me a loot roll. What do you reckon?
A loot roll? What's a loot roll? What do you want?
Well, you're looking for stuff at the end of the day, so it won't be
well, yeah, well, I'm looking for a payment, so mostly we're looking for food and tradables, whatever we could possibly consider, maybe cash.
Yeah, there's nothing really for looting in this, is there?
Well,
really,
when you they had it. Weapons on them, didn't they?
No. Well, I'll tell you what, you can be inventive with me. Roll me a... Let's say...
A bit of medicine.
There's no medicine.
What about medicine?
If you're looking for a weapon, if you're looking for a weapon, roll me a scrap. If you're looking for food...
Yeah, I'm looking for food and heals.
Roll me a scurry.
Alright, I can do that. Do I get advantage?
Got any goodies on them. No, this is just straight up roll.
It's a 3.
Okay, well, you're not going to find anything too good with a 3.
What do I
set a roll? Well, considering they were handing out biscuits as payment for the most part, you can find maybe 2 or 3 of those little weird biscuit things.
All right, excellent. I'm going to throw the biscuits, the 2 to 3 biscuits, over to the Toucan. Okay, so
I can remember.
Start carb loading, Biggie, and you need the health.
Gertrude might also be in need of some attention.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, okay.
Actually, Cab.
Yes?
Do you have a +2 to scurry checks?
Yes.
Did you add that +2?
You technically get a 5.
Okay, 5, sorry. I apologise. Yeah, I keep on.
Whereas you'd only found 3 before, I would say... You find 6.
And 6 biscuits.
Yeah, they're like, what, 2 health each, if I remember correctly? They weren't okay. Great.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah, well, I throw at least, well, if I found 6, I'm throwing 3 to the Toucan, I'm throwing 1 to Gertrude, and I'm pocketing 2.
Right, do you remember what the SP was on those?
They were 1 each, weren't they?
Something.
They were 1 yeah. Each. So, Toucan, are you going to eat yours now?
Absolutely.
You gave him how many?
I gave him 3.
So that's 6 health back then.
You know what? I feel better. I feel a little bit better.
There you go. Gertrude, someone's going to have to feed it to them, but yes, you now are back onto 3. You're slightly less unconscious.
Colaris will probably be on 4, because I had 1 health. To Gertrude's
mouth.
They're 2.
That's why I know.
And that was +2 health for those, yeah?
Yep, so you can eat one yourself if you want.
I'm okay. I'll keep mine.
I will say I'll let you have 1 more roll. You have 2 rolls each to do what you want. So what are you looking for now?
I want to find...
Hold on.
Oh, Cap gets another
Cap gets roll. The second one, and then it'll be you.
Okay.
All right, so I've looked for food stuff and healables. Valuables, like keys or anything on them.
You can be inventive with weapons as well if you want. I.E., you know, the claws of the not a hawk.
Keys. I'm looking for keys.
You're looking for keys. Okay, well then
roll
me...
your keychain weapon.
Yeah, nunchucks.
Stuff checks. There you go, roll me a noggin then.
Noggin.
See if you can find a key or two.
No. I rolled a 3.
I'll say you find a small looking key.
Yeah, who'd I find it on?
Oh, which one would you find it on? I would say you find it on maybe the hawk. Maybe it's the key that, you know, strapped around its leg. And it might be a key to a locker. You know, it doesn't say what locker. It just says, yeah, it's got like nice a number one. On it.
Well, I'm going to add it to my keychain at the moment.
It looks like one of those ones that you'd find at a pool or something, you know?
Yeah.
Includes a
key from a locker off of a hawk. Okay. Nice. I've got that on my keychain there. Does that increase my bonk by any, by adding that to my keychain?
What's your bonk at the moment?
3d4.
No, I'd say it's too small to really do much damage. Considering, you know, 3d4 is quite a chunk of damage already. Toke, you get 2 rolls. What do you want to do?
I... I kind of lost my train of thought on what I wanted to look for. Are any of these people, any of these animals wearing clothes?
Mouse had like armor on.
Yeah, the mouse
I think everyone
did...
else was naked.
Well, so did the bird have any bird shaped clothes?
Did it have any bird shaped clothes on it? Oh.
The mouse yes, looks like it had a pen
well,
on it.
I would assume that I'm not going to fit in the mouse clothes. So I guess.
You think you're the same size as an eagle?
Well, I guess I will take a souvenir and I'll chop the claw off of them.
Okay, you wear them on your own little talons.
Okay, roll me
some brass knuckles.
Yeah, roll me a scrap briefly to nice. See how successful you are.
That's a 2.
Ooh. I'll say you can get one claw then.
I just wanted one. That's actually all I wanted. I was going to make it on a little keychain. Collect it as a souvenir.
Oh, you're not going to put it on your foot?
Nope.
You just want it as a souvenir?
Yep.
I mean, it is an SP of 1.
No, I don't have enough SP. Anybody want a quarter? What did you even like a quarter? I have a quarter here.
What does the quarter do?
You could just flip it. If it does heads or tails, it's a legit quarter. I don't. What do you? What else would you do with a quarter?
Shiny.
Fair enough.
Took it into a
shield.
I don't
really know what else I would do with this quarter. It literally. You know what's funny is that Cartman said shiny. It literally says can be thrown as a shiny distraction, as the description of the quarter. So I find that ironic. Well, I'm just gonna.
Suppose I can
just gonna throw this
take
over
that
there.
For now.
Yeah, you could have it if you like. It's 1 SP, so I don't have enough SP, but I would like this claw. All
right. And you get a second roll. What do you want to do with that?
We're just searching the bodies, right?
Yeah.
Can I, like, use my roll to, like, fly up and look around the station?
You can do, sure.
Okay. Drill a noggin?
Yeah.
Okay. That,
what kind of thing are you looking for?
That's an 8 plus a 1, so it's a 9.
What kind of thing are you looking for?
I guess really anything interesting. I would say possibly food, you know, I would say food, anything like improvised weapons wise, or, you know, just things I could really use.
Weapons on a train line, for starters, you'll see quite probably a... Yeah, you'll see a room in which there's a uniform. Looks like it could be a conductor of some sort. And you know what? Yes, there is a keychain on that conductor. It's the same as Cap's. However, these keys look like they could come in handy.
Hold on a second. Do you want me to add them to my chain?
That will increase its SP by 1 if you do that.
Hold on.
I'll give you an extra D4 of damage.
Oh, shit, I've already... Sorry, I still have my chomp and charge energy thing on my inventory there, so I'll get rid of that, and I should be able to fit that on.
I don't really need this broken chain either. I'm just going to throw it down just for... Because I don't really need it anymore.
You can combine things to make weapons as well, by the way.
So I'm combining this key to my keychain?
Yeah.
Or combining the chain to my chain, my key.
Well, if you... Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to... If you're taking the chain off of Tugan with the other keychain...
Increase the SP by 1.
SP by 1. And the bump by 1d4. Whatever it is.
Okay.
And
just tell me what the other key is. It's like a... You said that some sort of conductor key.
Yeah. You know, maybe for a train.
Couldn't possibly need this. We'll just throw it in the trash then.
Not very smart.
No. I'm gonna increase my weapon with it. So I've now got 2 extra keys on my keychain, which I think already had 4 keys on it.
Yep. It now has technically plus 2 more keys because the little kind of swimming pool key and the hint hint train key.
Can I combine my screw and my chain to make a weapon, kind of like? You know.
Hell yeah, you can. How are you going to do it?
I'm going to tie it on the end of my chain and use it like a certain enemy in a certain fighting game that
takes his mask off to
yes
blow fire.
Right, what's the damage of the what's the bunk with the screw in the chain?
The screw is a D6 and the chain is a D4.
Well, that'll give you a D10. What's the SP of both of them?
2 each.
I would say it becomes an SP of 3.
Together?
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it.
You can kind of wrap it up and kind of, you know, put it around your room and whatnot.
I'm just going to do a screw chain.
Claris, what are you going to do? Quick, 2 times rolls. What are you going to do?
Right, first, Claris is going to search for any scraps of, like, an empty chip bag, empty crisp bag, and empty sack or anything to make a satchel to. Hopefully, increase his SP.
Okay, roll me a noggin roll, see if you can find a bag of some sort.
Not the noggin roll.
A suitable bag.
4. So D6 isn't bad.
Let's say you can find a small crisp packet, yeah. It'll give you... I mean, thing is about this, backpacks do have an SP of their own, but they also give you SP, which is kind of a weird system if you ask me. I'll just take it off the total it gives you.
Yeah.
So, small crisp packet, let's just say it only gives you really like a 2+.
That is more than happy. Clash is going to carefully like poke his collar lip through that. And with that plus 2 SP, he's now going to go search for some food, because we're all very damaged still. Except
yeah,
for me
you are.
Me and Jacob.
Right, then roll me another...
Scurry, right?
Yeah, go and give me a scurry for food.
That's 10, because it's a plus 2.
That's a 10, Jesus Christ. Well, what do you find then? Do you tell me?
I think...
The highest of quality protein bars.
Yeah, no, I think what... Claris finds is an assortment of like.
Jesus.
Actually, you know what? I think he finds an empty like a half-empty pick and mix box. You know the kind.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of different sweets all piled into a cup that have like melted together. There's gummy worms in there.
Top quality.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be. It's quite a big item, so it's going to be a plus 3 SP.
I can deal with that.
Maybe it should be more then.
Barely.
Oh, health-wise, let's say a D10. And I'll say, do you know what? Because it's a random thing, you get 3 uses out of it.
3 uses, 3 D10. Okay, so the first thing Clarkson is going to do is break off a chunk of this with his claws and give it to Gertrude, who's still on 3 health.
Right, Gertrude, roll a D10.
This is when I get a 1. Fuck's sake.
God damn it!
you bought into 4
health. Oh, good God.
3 health, 4 health? I can't remember.
You're 4 health. Little, yeah. And with the wariness of someone who knows that they just wasted an incredibly
yeah,
long
I know, I'm pissed.
Claris is going to hand another chunk over.
Whoa, that's great. That's very kind of you, Claris. But can I ask a question? We're about to go on a long trip somewhere, so aren't we going to get a long rest after this?
This is not D&D.
That's
you
not
my
how
food.
Health
okay,
works.
Then.
And D&D, Jay, do you want to take a 1 or give a 2
you
to someone else?
Don't look at
I'll
me.
Take the 1.
You take the 1. I was waiting for someone to do that. Everyone's been so careful.
The sheer like pain of watching like Gertrude presumably spew up some like candy wrappers and such has caused damage to Claris. He's going to give another chunk to Manny Muir.
Right, Manny, give me a D10.
Oh,
there we go. That's a much better roll. You're on 17 now.
Gertrude got all the paper and Manny got all the gummies.
Gertrude is not getting the last one.
Well, let's just say Gertrude ate a decent amount but then choked on a toffee penny. And it went back down again. Manny, roll me 2 rolls. What do you want to get? What do you want to find? Let's make this quicker because we're now at an hour and 23, which is probably going to be edited down a bit.
Was it 2D? What?
The flower is dead.
2D.
Deceased.
Can you hear me?
What do you want to find?
He wants to try to find something to use like as a shield, and basically something he can use as like a teaspoon to use it as a little smaller weapon. Because he's
right. You
draws a bit
a
of a
shield.
Tendons.
Well,
roll
me a noggin then for a shield.
Okay. fuck's sake.
Oh, well, you don't find anything, I'm afraid. You kind of find fuck all. Maybe like a flimsy piece of tinfoil.
Another hat.
And your second roll, what do you want to do?
Trying to find basically something it can replace from the trowel, because the trowel's basically taking too much space. And he doesn't have much space left. It's like, okay, like you have a teaspoon.
You want to find a teaspoon?
Yeah.
Go on, oh, something roll me a scrap smaller. Then.
Something smaller than his trowel.
Oh, roll me a scrap then.
That's crap.
Is that a two? Well, I mean, you do find something, but, you know, it's not going to be useful as a weapon. So, unfortunately, your rolls are absolute garbage, mate. I do apologise, but you get fuck all this round. Gertrude, what are you looking for?
Oh, food, straight off the bat. Is it scurry or noggin?
Scurry for food. Go on, then.
Eight, straight up eight.
Oh, go on then. You tell me, what do you find? What yummy foods do you find?
I'm going to say, I searched around and I found another one of those protein bars that the rabbit was talking about.
Okay, we'll eat that in a minute. What's the second one you want to do?
Oh, same again. I just need food, man. So,
roll me another scurry then. The protein bar is it's jump charge. So it was, how much was it? Oh, God, I forgot to put the SP on. Cap, do you remember what the chomp charge was?
It was 2 health, 2 grit.
2 health, 2 grit.
That's great. And in my second roll, I got another D8.
Well, if you're going to eat them straight away, then won't add on to the SP. So, yeah, I can see you can find 2 of those if you want.
I would like something with a bit more health. I'm hoping I'll have like a +4 health with that 0 grit.
Okay, with a +4 health. Well, tell me what you want to find there. Something that's worth 4 health.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to find an old baguette sandwich. No, you can't say that. That's because you can say sub.
A meatball sub is just a sandwich, it's not a brand.
Because here in Britain we have a franchise.
Don't say it, you dipshit.
Oh, I'm not.
You find some sort of meatball Subway sandwich thing.
But I admit,
I had the second there where my brain went, don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah. So you'll get something that gives you 4 HP, and that is where we're going to end this episode, as you load up onto the train with this one remaining guard and a postman riding the back of it. And we'll carry on from the next episode. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a long one. This is the first act over and done with. Goodbye. Find us on Twitter, Blue Sky, and every kind of podcast thing you can think of.
Boy.
Bye!